DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops at DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.
Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
WOKV News Time 8:06. We are very honored to be joined now by Congressman Michael Waltz, representing the 6th District of Florida. Good morning, Congressman.
Yeah, good morning. Great to be with you.
So we spoke with Senator Scott a little earlier this morning about the Secret Service hearings, and you've been appointed to the task force investigating the attempted assassination. We know that the Secret Service made some big mistakes that have already been acknowledged. Kim Cheadle stepped down after lawmakers recommended that she do so. Where does the investigation go from here? What things are you looking at?
Well, we have full subpoena authority. The task force is forming, and I would expect us to not only get on the ground in Butler, Pennsylvania, but visit the investigating agencies, the FBI, the Secret Service, the Department of Homeland Security, and sit down and really get a look behind the scenes of exactly where their investigation is at this point, because we've had multiple hearings now with, frankly, very inconsistent answers, some would say, or concern that the officials aren't being forthright. So I think that's kind of step one. From my perspective, I think there's three big buckets. One is obviously what happened and what went wrong that day. Number two is, was President Trump denied resources, additional resources to his core protective detail, which agents have told me that he has been, and so what other near misses or incidents have we had? And then there's the bigger issue of Secret Service recruiting, training. Do they have the budget that they need, and do they have the leadership and the culture that they need to execute this critical mission? So we have a lot to do in a very very short amount of time. And meanwhile, the threats continue, not only domestic threats, but foreign threats. The Iranians in particular have repeatedly have been exposed to have active plots. They have threatened to assassinate President Trump, and now we have information from the intelligence community that if they can't kill the man, they're trying to interfere in our elections to defeat him in this election.
And they've acknowledged their attempts to kill him.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just a few months ago, the FBI issued a rare public warning of a Iranian operative that flowed across our southern border from Venezuela that was actively recruiting assassins to kill not only Trump, but key members of his cabinet that were involved in taking out their field general, Soleimani, back in 2020. So this is incredibly serious. I have been incredibly disappointed by the response by the administration thus far, and I commend Speaker Johnson for putting this serious task force together.
And earlier this morning, we reported that Senator Schumer is introducing a bill to make certain that presidents don't have criminal immunity. He's calling it the No Kings Act. And the bill, as we know, will face a battle to pass the House, which is controlled by Republicans. What is your opinion on the No Kings Act?
Look, I think the Democrats and Biden are being incredibly short-sighted here, and they're going to regret doing this, frankly. If you think about every one of the families that have suffered at the hands of illegal immigrant criminals like Laken Riley and others, Biden can be held, and his key officials like Mayorkas or Garland can be held liable for those deaths without presidential immunity. The Venezuelan gang Tren de Agua just authorized its operatives that have come across our border, these gang members, to start assassinating police officers. So President Biden and his officials absolutely can be held liable post-presidency, both civilly and criminally. So I think they're going to regret the day that they are really toying with the Constitution here and what the Supreme Court has ruled. just because they want to go after Trump. And they need to be look, this is a key part of our constitutional republic here. Can a president be held criminally, civilly liable after their presidency for acts they did or didn't take? And I think they're playing politics with it.
And Congressman, you mentioned Venezuela. Are you concerned that the political unrest in Venezuela is going to lead to even more immigration into the state of Florida?
Well, yes, I am. And you know, illegal immigration, the southern border, it's not just a Florida or a Texas or a border problem. It is a national problem with nearly 15 million illegal immigrants that have come across just in the last couple of years. But I'm also, you know, just so frustrated and disheartened by yet another bad deal by this feckless administration. And I just can't say it more strongly, that thought they could kind of entice a dictator like Maduro to have a real election that would cost him his dictator, you know, cost him his presidency by extending sanctions relief to the same dictator. I mean, he just clearly took advantage of Biden and his team. He took the oil money and fully intends to stay in the power. I mean, God bless. Yeah, you know, we all talk about loving our freedoms. God bless the Venezuelan people who are literally putting their lives on their lines, getting shot in the street to try and have a, you know, a basic freedoms that sometimes I think we in America take for granted.
Mm-hmm. And we've had some pretty big movements, obviously, in the political campaigns. You look at politics with a very worldly view. Obviously, you've had a very humble upbringing, and you've literally climbed the ranks at becoming an advisor to the Pentagon and now a U.S. congressman. How has the conversation politically changed in the aftermath of the attempted assassination, or has it?
Well, look, I think we, you know, we need to really take a breath here as a society, as fellow Americans. When you have major national elected leaders like Chuck Schumer in the Senate, major, you know, respected national journalists repeatedly talking about Trump as the next dictator, calling him the next Hitler. You know, the explosive, dangerous rhetoric that has been around him and thrown at him the last few years, it shouldn't surprise anyone that some 20-year-old kid, you know, convinced himself that he needed to take this man out. And so I think we need to all take a breath. We need to stop with that type of rhetoric. But yet I was just reading an article in the Washington Post this morning where a lot of well-known serious individuals were wargaming what's going to happen when Trump becomes a dictator. So I think we had maybe a couple of week pause, and they're right back at it. It's really unfortunate, and it's obviously become incredibly dangerous. We now have a dead firefighter who was shot by this assassin crook. And two seriously wounded individuals, but it's got to stop. I'm afraid with this rhetoric, it's going to continue.
And I know you have to go, but one more question. You are the first Green Beret to serve in Congress.
Yes, ma'am.
And I know that military issues are super important to you. You just sent a letter to the Air Mobility Command about a rule which takes effect, I think, today about dogs and the CDC. Can you explain what that's all about?
Well, so this is for our overseas service members who have pets abroad, and the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, put some pretty incredibly stringent rules in bringing those dogs back. We have asked the Air Mobility Command to relook at that, not just blindly follow these rules. Obviously, they have, I think, a much higher percentage of people coming back, whether it's from Japan or Germany or Guam, and back in to mainland United States, and yeah, let's use some common sense here. One of the airlines that fly our folks back have already changed their rules, but we don't need, you know, our service members sacrifice enough and are often at sea for months, if not years on end. Let's make the move as easy as possible and not have their dogs impounded for 6-7 months.
So this could be
because
former,
of some arbitrary ruling.
This could be former service dogs, and it could also be just family pets, right?
No, that's right. Yeah, no, it's not just service dogs in the line of duty. This would affect family pets, and it would affect tens of thousands of our service members. I think common sense is going to win the day here, but this is one of our jobs as member of Congress to just put a spotlight on something that's kind of dumb. It doesn't make sense, or certainly doesn't make sense for our military members, and shake the tree. And I think we're already getting some good results. One of the airlines on contract with the military have pulled back their rules.
Okay. I was surprised to learn how much it costs to send a pet back from overseas. I think your office had said it costs about $4,000 or more to bring your dog, pet, cat back.
Yeah, it's with the permitting, with kind of the storage requirements and what have you, it can get incredibly expensive. And with this new CDC ruling, it would have made it almost impossible. You know, again, our families, suffer for the defense of this nation, and they sacrifice for the defense of this nation. Let's not make them have to leave their pets behind or go through this huge expense.
Ending on a positive bipartisan note, everyone can support dogs and cats.
That's right, and especially the dogs and cats for our military families. So, we do get, these are kind of minor, what I call base hits, but base hits add up. And we found out some service members were having these issues. We looked into it. We saw that it was a broad issue from the CDC, and we've asked the military to take a different approach.
Congressman Michael Waltz, thank you so much, and I'm happy that we ended on a positive note.
Always good to be with you, and we'll keep fighting. We'll get through this election, and I think we're going to get a good result in the end.
Oh my gosh, I'm adopting a puppy right now, but I realize what's at home. Oh no, I have nothing. Well, except unconditional love. But yeah, no crate, no pee-pee pads, no dental chews for his little puppy teeth. Before I doubt myself as a new parent, I just get Instacart to deliver everything from PetSmart. Easy, just like raising a puppy is going to be, right? Get Pet Essentials from PetSmart with Instacart. Visit Instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.